just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This is AJ.
And Martin.
And this week we're here seeing Olympus Has Fallen. Why this movie above all the other ones that are coming out today? I always notice I'm asking Martin because I like to lay the blame with him.
Yeah. Spring Breakers had too much nudity. I don't know why we picked this one over the other one. We didn't know.
Probably because of the action.
Yeah, well, all the reviews I read this week kept getting me pumped up to see this movie. So that's why I want to see it. Everyone was talking about how it's an 80s action flick like Rambo or RoboCop, Die Hard, the original Die Hard.
Weren't we burned by both of the heads because of that?
A little bit, but no one was comparing it to the 80s action movies. This one, people are actually saying that.
So, basic premise of this is that Gerard Butler used to be part of the Secret Service and then got kicked out. And somehow, with the White House being attacked, he ends up back in there pulling it all Bruce Willis Die Hard style. Expectations?
I think it's going to be entertaining and action-y, which I like. I'm not thinking it's going to be a great story, Oscar-winning performances.
What was that, Vanessa?
I like action.
So I think all I'm looking for is just action. I could care less about anything else.
It looks really good from the trailers and stuff about how they're showing the destruction that they're going to have in Washington, D.C., crashing into the Washington Monument, the missiles, the anti-aircraft missiles and things like that they have around. So I'm wondering how much political propaganda will be in there about the way we view terrorism and how...
Killing them softly.
Yeah, and how they get them into... how these terrorists get into the White House and things like that. But, you know, Morgan Freeman is going to be hiding in here somewhere. We got Aaron Eckhart, who looks really cool as the president. And then Gerard Butler not being in a rom-com. Hopefully he'll do some good.
You sound very bitter about his rom-com movie.
I'm disappointed that that's where he went from, like, you know, you see him in 300, and then he goes and does these two rom-coms.
It's where the paychecks come, man. You got to go where the paycheck. You got to pay rent.
That is true. He does need to get his SAG hours. But it's just like, you know.
You're saying he's out of shape? Oh, Screen Actors Guild. Oh. I'm going to tell him you called him a SAG next time I see him.
You let him know. If he kicks me and says, this is Sparta, I'll die a happy man.
He'll throw you like a spear.
That's okay. I would die. That's cool. I liked him in 300. I was a little disappointed he wasn't going to be part of the sequel. Prequel now. But, you know, he walked away from movies like that, so it's good to see him back in action. I liked him in Gamer. I know it wasn't a big popular movie, but I thought he was pretty cool in the movie.
I loved Gamer.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see him back in this role, and if he can bring back the Die Hard, Rambo, RoboCop kind of ideas of movies, it would be cool to see that nowadays, especially with things like Bullet to the Head, Last Stand coming out. Like, we just saw Die Hard 5.
You saw it. I didn't see it.
I saw it.
I'd rather see this than Die Hard 5, I should tell you.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where hopefully this will redeem the action movie for the 2013 year.
I was distracted. I was stroking Richard.
We do have quite the peanut gallery here tonight for the Midnight Movie Maniacs.
It's a bigger crowd than we normally do.
Yeah, it's a 10 o'clock movie. You know, these movie theaters haven't been doing the midnight showing, so the 10 o'clock as the spring break start and colleges start to get out are going to build up. So it'll be interesting to see how the movies go for the next few weeks. And next week, G.I. Joe, they're playing at 7 p.m. and 9:15 to get the younger crowds, I guess, in there. So then the 10 o'clock will be a 3D showing of it. So, I mean, they're showing these movies earlier and earlier as we head into the spring.
I think they're avoiding the whole Colorado thing, you know.
But I don't, you know, when the summer comes around, I want to be seeing movies at midnight again. I want to be seeing Iron Man and Superman at midnight.
We are seeing Iron Man at midnight.
But do we know that it's for sure at midnight? Edwards 22 has been doing 10 p.m. showings.
Well, his show is midnight.
Yeah, so...
We're talking about Chris Beatty from Four Color Fantasies. running their own private screening of Iron Man 3, which we will be involved in and recording from as well.
And tickets are still available at Four Pillar Fantasies. And
$28 for a t-shirt and grab bag and goodies and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
So check that out, and check out the Midnight Movie Maniacs page for more info on that. And with that, I think we're ready to start watching Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, it's time for me to go have my smoking Slurpee.
Woo! Slurpee!
Be right back. These are taken. One guy here, a really fat guy there, so maybe the two on the end you got.
Okay. Yeah, right
there. There we are at the end of Olympus Has Fallen. Pretty much verbatim Die Hard.
Yeah. Except for in the White House.
And he was wearing shoes.
Yes, he was wearing shoes. But he got a piece of glass in him at one point. That was good. Yeah.
And there was that smoking moment, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It was action-y.
Very, very action-y.
It was weird to me how long it was for the type of movie it was. I would have thought it would have been shorter.
You know, but in the sea of short movies that we've seen lately, I'm kind of grateful for the length.
Well, I think it filled in, you know, normally you would see a story that's like missing plot points or things like that. They like filled all of those in. They walked it across pretty good. There were some unbelievable parts, but for the most part, I mean, that's when you're doing to do an action movie, you got to go a little over the top.
And what's with Morgan Freeman taking over the world whenever there's a natural disaster, some shit going down? What's all that?
He's been president before. You know, he ran a prison from, you know, being an inmate, and he was God. So it was cool that they gave him a couple of strong moments for his, you know, his personality, his characteristics. It was cool some of the parts they did give him in there, and in a war room situation, the way they handled it felt a little realistic in that about one important scene there. But for the most part, like, they really did give him the ability as, hey, you have to step up as president, how are you going to do this? And then to not make him so serious, to say, yo, woman, give me some coffee with some half and half in it, in a real cup.
Right.
So.
And, you know, big names.
Yeah.
Very small parts for some big names. And Anton Fuqua, you know. So, yeah, it was impressive. But, I mean, it's still an action-y.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for the aliens to show up overboard and blow up the White House and the whole nine. But, you know, I dug it. It was cool.
Well, and it took place around 4th of July. So,
And look at Ashley Judd's name in the middle of the credits.
But still played a, you know, her character, her wit and personality that she's known for too was in there for her bit part that she had. So that was kind of cool. They played on everybody's strengths even though they weren't this big, huge part. And you didn't see a lot of that prima donna in the reports and stuff around this movie.
Right, they all like swallowed their big names and just did their job as actors.
Yeah, and brought an action movie to screens. You know, they weren't out to win Oscars. They weren't out
and
to...
And Rick Yoon as the bad guy. All these big names in here. And Rick Yoon, the bad guy from Fast and Furious, is the bad guy in here, which is kind of odd. But
leading a terrorist organization. I mean, and the story that they gave him was pretty cool.
Damn Koreans.
Yeah. But I liked it. I mean, it was definitely one of the cooler action movies we've seen this year so far.
Yeah, I dug it too. It's not like, you know, it's not going to go down in the annals of history, but it's still a really cool movie, and now I'm anxious for the other Destroy the White House movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
White House Down, I believe it's called, with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, something like that.
But that's a summer blockbuster.
Can I tell you my favorite quote of the movie? Let's play a game called Fuck Off. You go first. That's my favorite.
Yeah, there were some good one-liners in there and some quick responses. That was kind of cool. Sorry about the house.
Yeah, but it was a little speechy at times, too. But
yeah, there was a lot of talk. I was surprised that the end had such a long...
right.
I guess it'd be the epilogue, so to speak.
Well, I like how the president is all healed up, but, you know, Mike still has scratches.
Yeah. Well, his wounds were underneath, right? He didn't... Maybe a black eye would have helped, but...
No, I mean, he's just walking off like nothing happened. I'm not going to give away what happens to the president, but...
Yeah.
You know, he should have had a limp.
So, and they actually killed on screen, which was kind of, you know... not.
Dude, the death scenes were awesome.
Right. And they weren't over-the-top gory. They were like... It was cool the way they played them out, the way they shot them. So you see the actual kill, but it's not like overplayed. It was done well. It was done with taste.
It was very hard-hitting and fast. In the depths, and I liked it.
But you can see it, too. You know how a lot of these films nowadays, they kind of...
Off-screen.
They shoot it in the angle
yeah.
that you don't really get to see it. This, you got to see it. Like old school action movies. That was cool.
So there you have it. We both dig it. So if you get a chance to see it. So next week, We'll be coming to you from G.I. Joe Retaliation at WonderCon. Well, you'll be seeing it before. I'll be seeing it at WonderCon, because I'm a dork like that. So, all right, guys, we'll catch you guys next week.